Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer, Mark chapter 12, verse 13. It reads, "Then they sent to Jesus some Pharisees and some Herodians to trap him in what he said." As we prepare to begin the transition into the Lenten season, our sense of feeling trapped may become heightened. For Jesus, his unique theology was becoming his trap. His radical sense of invitation and hospitality was becoming his trap. His willingness to stand up against an abuse of power and authority was becoming his trap. Jesus' traps were habits and actions that brought people together in a culture and a time period that thrived on separation and division. The Pharisees and Herodians wanted to trap Jesus because he was shaking things up. I would like to invite you to join with me this morning in reflecting on what areas of our lives is God trying to shake up. Where God is at work is exactly where Satan will tell us is a trap. So being clear as to where God is moving our lives and our hearts also helps us avoid those traps. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 826 of the Book of Common Prayer. It's prayer number 36 for the oppressed. Let us pray. Look with pity, O Heavenly Father, upon the people in this land who live with injustice, terror, disease, and death as their constant companions. Have mercy upon us. Help us to eliminate our cruelty to these, our neighbors. Strengthen those who spend their lives establishing equal protection of the law and equal opportunities for all. And grant that every one of us may enjoy a fair portion of the riches of this land, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.